resource that's designed to help you spend less time learning D&D and more time actually playing.
We talked about the casting, like radiuses, but there's some other elements when you're casting that your spells that you need to be aware of as well. One of those is concentration. And as it implies, you have to focus. So you have to be very intent on what you're doing and pay attention to it. Harry Potter in, what is it, the first one where they think that Snape is casting a spell on Harry, and he's having to keep eye contact, and so they go to try to distract him. That's the idea of concentration. You have to stay very focused on what you're doing despite anything that's going on around you.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And one of the things that can break that concentration is taking damage, for sure. And so that gets into one of the other aspects of every spell is duration. And so sometimes it'll just say 1 minute or 10 minutes or 24 hours or 8 hours. You know, mage armor is a great example. It lasts for 8 hours, and every mage in the world rejoices. Some of them are instantaneous, which makes a lot of sense. Like if you're casting Firebolt, you're just going pew pew and shooting a little fire. It happens, then it's done. But there are some that'll say concentration. So it'll say like up to an hour with concentration. So you can keep that effect going, but you have to always have a part of your mind kind of thinking about it. And the way that that works is that you can have these long-term effect spells, but you're susceptible to being distracted. And also you can't have two concentration spells going at the same time. One has to drop before the other one can come up. Otherwise it just happens for a quick second and that's it. So that's another way of having some of these long-term effect spells happen, but also limit it so that you're just not creating absolute chaos with all of these other kinds of things. With concentration, the most common way that you can break concentration is when you take damage. And so when someone is concentrating on a spell and they take damage, what they have to do is they have to make a constitution saving throw to maintain their concentration. And the number that they have to beat is either 10 or half the amount of the damage you take, whichever one is higher.
Okay.
So if someone comes up and just stabs them for 34 points of damage, well, then now they have to make a 17 instead. But if someone comes up and hits you for 15, well, 10, just 10. It was pretty easy to concentrate. And also if you die or are incapacitated, like, you know, turned to stone or something, that also would break your concentration. So there's, and that's one of the things that's really easy to forget and a really great way to stymie players' actions, but also to stymie like a bad guy's actions. That if, you know, this field of like necrotic energy is really just ripping them to shreds, instead of thinking about, well, how do we counteract the spell? Maybe the barbarian's your best hope, because he can come up and just wail on the guy and he'll lose his concentration. And now you're able to not have to worry about that effect anymore.
Right.
And then the other thing on this topic too, I wanted to talk about is casting time. So we talked about how long it takes to, how long a spell can last. We need to talk about how long it takes to actually cast a spell on the other side of the coin, as it were. And so the most common casting times are going to be bonus action, action, reaction, or something measured in minutes, hours, or days. Okay. And yes, there are some spells that require hours to cast. So a bonus action, that is that little kind of inconsequential little like quick moment of something. So a healing word is a really common first level bonus action spell, where it can heal somebody a little bit, not as much as cure wounds, but a little bit, and you still have your action to do something else, like attack somebody with a mace.
And to clarify real quick, this is only relevant when you're in combat.
Yes, outside of combat.
If you're casting these outside of combat, the thing, we haven't talked about what actions or bonus actions are. That's coming in a hopefully soon episode. We keep saying that, but it will actually be coming soon. But that is only specifically in a combat scenario. If you're outside of a combat scenario, I would consider it basically instantaneous. If you're talking about the like action, reaction, bonus action, I would just translate that to it just happens automatically.
Right. Right, exactly. There's only one where I would kind of hesitate. Reactions might still matter outside of combat, but because a reaction has a trigger, right? The spell can't be cast unless this other thing happens. So Hellish Rebuke, which is something that is a spell, but also all tieflings just kind of know that one is a racial ability, that if they get attacked and take damage as a reaction, even when it's not their turn, but because they took damage, they can have this like burst of fire come out from their bodies and kind of say, no, 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 I don't like that, to whoever just attacked them. And so reactions might have some other things, like the shield spell happens when you are attacked. And you can quickly do that even when it's not someone else's turn. And then most commonly, most spells are just an action, which you only get one of those, no matter how big you get with your britches, you know, how big your character gets. And you can cast a spell with that. You can do take the attack action. But if you're a fighter, maybe your attack action has multiple attacks in it, but there you go. And then there's longer casting times that take a lot longer to do. Identify takes 1 minute, where you can look and see and figure out exactly what this magic item is. And it also can be cast as a ritual. So you could take 11 minutes and for free figure out what this item is. So that's the
other. I was just going to say, even if something has a casting time of a minute or something that's a little bit longer than maybe like 10 seconds, 6 seconds, something like that, that doesn't mean it's a ritual. It just means that spell takes a little bit longer, because usually those types of spells aren't really meant for combat scenarios anyways. So just keeping that distinction in there between what a ritual is versus a casting time, they're not necessarily the same thing.
Right. It's just a ritual is just another way to cast a spell that adds 10 minutes to your casting time.
Thanks so much for tuning in with us and equipping the Compendium this week, a resource designed to help you spend less time learning D&D and more time actually playing. If you want some resources in between episodes, make sure that you subscribe to our podcast so you're first to know when the next episode airs. And you can also follow us on social media. Look us up on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter by searching for The Compendium, C-O-M-P-E-N-D-M. And we share a lot of great content in between episodes there to help you continue to learn D&D or kind of hit home some of these concepts that we talk about in each episode. We hope that you guys will join us for our next episode, which continues our discussion delving further into the world of D&D to help you spend less time learning and more time actually playing.